Enviro is an award-winning recycling company committed to recycling plastic in a way that encompasses every strand of the circular economy. By merging social impact with technology innovation, we can create a better environment, both for today and for future generations. This podcast brings together both the founder and chairwoman of Enviro to talk about the vision for the company and the impact it can have.
Hi, I'm Ahmed Detta. I'm the founder and CEO of Enviro. Enviro is a plastics recycling company focusing on PET, where we will be creating food-grade polymers to go back into food packaging and reforming bottles.
Hi, I'm Julie Green. I'm the chairwoman of Enviro. My background is the city. I've been there for over 40 years now.
What is Enviro's vision and mission?
Enviro's vision and mission is to become a plastics recycling company that encapsulates both tangible environmental benefits but also truly creating social impact. We're working with a material that affects every single person. We all use single-use plastic in our day-to-day lives, and it should be our responsibility to make a change. And what we're doing at Enviro is providing both the infrastructure and a strategy to be able to implement change and reduce single-use plastic and improve our environment.
And I think one of the really exciting parts about the business and what we think we can do is eventually there should be just one plastic bottle, and that bottle goes from being used as a drinks bottle. We then recycle every element of it and it goes back into a drinks bottle. So we're actually only creating the one bottle.
Why is now a good time to reimagine the way we recycle?
Timing is ideal in the sense that consumers have now fully become aware of the problem. Climate change is a real emergency. And in the UK, we are leading in terms of policy to support this change. So these things combined make it an ideal time to actually make a real difference and make that difference long-lasting.
And I think the really exciting thing from my point of view is the youth, the kids, can see what's happening on the beaches, they can see the bottles, they can see the waste, and they're really behind, supported clearly by some very prominent young leaders in this field. But they all want to be the next Greta Thunberg, and I think that's the excitement here. And so we're sort of riding on that wave of enthusiasm from the younger generation up, and me personally, I find that really exciting.
Plastic waste problem will continue to devastate our planet unless a holistic approach uniting key stakeholders takes place. Enviro's DNA takes every strand of the circular economy concept to deliver real recycling with tangible environmental benefits.
How is Enviro embracing the circular economy?
The whole concept of circular economy is part of the DNA of Enviro's thinking and management team's approach. That brings everybody together. We're talking about the consumers, we're talking about manufacturers who produce the material, we're talking about government policy, we're talking about waste partners. Everybody is impacted by single-use plastic and by processing it to a place where it can be 100% utilised. Every stakeholder can actually make a contribution to its recycling journey.
How will Enviro have a social impact?
So social impact's an important part of Enviro's strategy, and one of the main reasons we're able to look at social impact is that we're using a material or working with a material which has an incredibly long lifespan. It's going to take at least a couple of decades, in my opinion, for PET plastic to be replaced by any other material in mainstream manufacturing for food handling. And with that, it enables us to really forecast long-term growth and create facilities to recycle plastic for the long term. Having that strategy in place, in order for us to really make a social impact, we'll be looking at recruitment from partnering with prison services, whereby we can look at those who are leaving prison service and offering employment, or actually looking at co-establishing a recycling facility at a low-risk prison where people during their term can be working for Enviro, and when they finish their sentence they'll be able to continue working. This will really aid the reduction in reoffending rates, and we believe that's a really good way of social impact and rehabilitating people back into society.
Yeah, I mean, we've got great ambition for that whole element of the foundation. So can we create an Enviro foundation eventually which allows us to do things outside of the straight plastics and recycling? Can we do things which have that social impact, as Ahmed has been talking about, around helping people who are difficult to employ, giving them a job and giving them a future? Now, as chairwoman, I'm sitting here, we've got all this ambition, but we really do have to get the first factory. We have to start generating that revenue in order for us to be able to do all the things. So I'm sort of keeping a bit of a rein on Ahmed here to stop the ideas, but we've got the ideas, we've got the enthusiasm. We just need to get ourselves up and running, and then we can start to really contribute back.
We recycle 100% of the material we receive for processing, and our first plant will be established in the northwest of England.
Why have Enviro chosen the northwest of England?
The northwest seemed like a very ideal place, including some of the major manufacturers being based there. So we identified Protos as a site. Its ambition is to become the first symbiotic plastics recycling village in the country, which is very unique in that it will have and has the infrastructure to cope with the plastics recycling problems. And there are seven different types of plastic. We recycle one, and we wanted to be on a site whereby we are close enough to our partners to make sure 100% of the material we receive can be recycled. Typically, within a bale of PET plastic, we will have other materials. We don't want to be sending that up to another part of the country for processing. It's increasing our carbon footprint. So therefore, a site that allowed 100% of all material to be recycled was one of the main primary drivers to develop and submit planning on the Protos site. Peel Environmental are very much looking at regeneration and developing land, as well as ensuring that not just one stream of plastic is recycled, but really providing an end-to-end solution for all companies that are looking to be tenanted at site. Their ambition, we believe, would be to first create a successful resource recovery hub, which they would then look to replicate in other parts of the country, and very much like to be a part of that growth with them.
The site itself is a recycling site. It's a reclamation of some land. So the whole thing is in itself a renewal of that particular part of Merseyside. The other part is it's on the Manchester Ship Canal, so you could see things if we needed to use that for materials coming in or out of different countries. We could see that coming through the Manchester Ship Canal. So there's a lots of reasons why this site particularly is beneficial. And for us, it would be against our whole company ethos to actually start importing or bringing waste up from the south to process up in this site and then send it to somewhere in the Midlands. I mean, that doesn't work for us because we're, as Ahmed mentioned, increasing our carbon footprint there. So if we can recycle from the factory next door, from their waste collection and their energy from waste site, fantastic. There's absolutely no transport costs there.
And that's a true example of circular economy in action. It's different stakeholders, different materials, all working towards a common goal, all united by the same purpose. And that's why the symbiosis process is going to be very successful.
How will Enviro encourage consumers to recycle whilst on the go?
Enviro's got a research and development arm which is looking at creating a single-use plastics pod. What that means is we are taking control of the waste supply stream and motivating consumers to actually recycle whilst on the go. We've seen a huge change in how society has evolved and developed. We're no longer a Monday to Friday, 9 to 5. We're on the go constantly, and much of our consumption does not take place at home anymore. So it's really dealing with the problem in its present moment, and our single-use plastic pod will be providing people on the go a place to recycle, but with the full knowledge that that plastic bottle or plastic material placed in our pod will come directly to our factory, reprocessed, and then sent back to into manufacturing. Supporting that is the reward element of it, and we believe that rewarding consumers for good recycling behaviour will actually then become intrinsic behaviour and no longer something that they have to think about, but more of an automotive process.
And I think if what we've been talking about, and again, we need to get the first factory up, we need to start making some profit, then we can start to return some of that profit back into the economy. But one of the things that we'd be really excited about is if we can create some way of allowing people to assist us with the recycling process and get the rewards in the same way as Ahmed, I think we've been talking about, the big issue worked for people who were homeless and were looking for some real way to earn money, not just receive money. If they can be part of this recycling project, be part of collecting the bottles and helping us, and then getting a proper reward for the work that they've done, it helps us financially, it helps us, and it helps the economy.
Has there been an impact from the COVID-19 pandemic?
So COVID's had an interesting impact on the recycling industry, in that it's one of the few industries that have not been financially impacted by the lockdown. The consumption rates for single-use plastic have still increased despite people being at home due to concerns on hygiene. And what we've also heard is a lot of frustration of not being able to recycle whilst they're on the go. People are used to going to certain recycling bins, and we will get back to a place whereby we will be out and about. And when we are back out and about, we want to make sure that that infrastructure is there, ready for us to continue, you know, our recycling behaviour and continue to actually recycle the plastic we consume.
We see that COVID has been an interruption, but it certainly isn't a change of direction of where people are and what they're thinking.
How has Enviro been recognised in the industry?
One of the other things which we've been excited about this year has been the recognition that we've achieved within the industry at this early stage of our business. And perhaps, Emma, you'd like to talk about some of the awards that we've been nominated for.
Definitely. So Enviro has really been recognised for its approach to recycling. We're the 10th most disruptive company in the country, and that's really recognising how we've taken a different approach to the current recycling methodology out there, which clearly is not working because our recycling rates are the lowest in Europe. That was a great achievement for us. We've been recognised as one of the most progressive circular economy companies in the country.
We were delighted to be awarded or appointed as the patron for the Official History of Parliament Trust's 300 Years of Leadership and Innovation, which is really recognising Enviro as an innovator in sustainability and recycling in the United Kingdom.
How is Enviro working with FMCG brands?
Enviro is really pleased that the FMCG brands that we've engaged with and have held historic relationships with are very passionate about continually using recycled material in their bottles and food packaging. What's been great is a lot of these FMCG brands have made pledges to use material prior to any government policy or legislation, and that they continue to do so. What we find fascinating is that they are very much aligned in terms of looking at how not just plastic reduction is important, but also raising consumer awareness, consumer behaviour, ensuring that the consumer betters their relationship with plastic, which ultimately is really beneficial for us for the long term. And when we're looking at what behavioural changes may impact people to recycle. So the FMCG companies are very much on board, but a lot of their strategy is something that's come from within, as opposed to it being pushed down their throat through policy and legislation.
Yeah, it's fantastic to sit here and think we can potentially sell all our product before we've even built the factory. And I think that gives us a real key to where this business can go and what we can try and achieve from it.
What is the future for Enviro?
It has been a year really about the fundraising. because without that financial support behind us, we can't really get the factory up and running. So we're a long way down that route now. A testament to the business, to the brand, to Ahmed, that he has been out there in what has been an appalling market for fundraising, and we look like we're probably there now with the fundraise. So that's been great. And I think for all of us, that wasn't our purpose, was to spend our time talking to people in the city about money, about the vision, about the excitement. We actually want to get out there and do it. And I think for the rest of 2020, we want to be out there on the site, getting this factory built, and starting to do what it is that we want to do.